Right then, guys, we are back again. Welcome back to Let's Talk About. You have your favourite hosts, Liam and...
Oh, Bobby, great. Apparently.
That's a great start. Billy and...
Liam.
There we go. Second time round, lucky.
And your own fucking name.
We've got a interesting... I've got some interesting stuff to tell you about today, mate. Do you know what we're going to talk about?
Werewolves or vampires, which one are you doing first?
We're going to do the bloodsuckers first, mate.
So, well, mosquitoes.
Going to talk, well, give them fangs, make them a little bigger, and they have certain transitions, mate, then you could say so.
Fair enough.
Yes, we're doing vampires today, guys. So I've got a few stories. I've got the origins of vampires and stuff, and where it came from.
So we're talking about Vlad the Impaler then, are we?
He is going to be involved. He has to be. I've also got a story about a certain someone who I don't know if you've heard of. He's called Jock Saint-Germain.
No.
Very, very crazy story, mate. Anyway.
More to the point, how the hell are you then? Because we haven't done this for a while.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I'm good, mate. I'm good. Everything seems to be... Touch wood, have you got any wood laying around there?
Wardrobe behind you.
Wardrobe, that'll do.
Touch wood, everything's going well, mate. Yeah,
everything
seems to be looking up.
Have you been back to the gym, by the way?
No, I haven't. Oh, that photo was from when I was at the gym.
All your profile pictures of you in the gym.
I did, mate. I just felt like I needed an update. And I thought, you know what, if I put all these, everything's going well, put all these on my profile pictures and it'll convince me to get back, mate.
Well, me going back should be enough to convince you.
Yeah, it's true.
I've even started running.
Wow, good on you, mate. Good on you. I need to do that. Yeah. I'm terrible running, mate.
I've lost a stone and 4 pounds so far this year. That's like £18 for our American friends.
Yeah, congratulations, mate. That's good.
It's a start.
Well done, mate. Absolutely. We all need a start.
Just another 5 stone to go and I'll be happy.
Yeah, everything home-wise is looking up. Also...
You have a little announcement, mate, don't you?
I do. I have a little announcement, guys. So I am expecting a second child.
Aye.
Our due date is the 9th of August.
So that means it's going to be even harder for me to get older, Billy, now.
Don't be daft. 17th of March, I believe, is the gender reveal, so... We are going to find out. And
well, you should do it. So, I hate this idea of people who don't want to know. It's just like, if you can know, then know.
Yeah, I get that.
And I'm just an impatient prick, so yeah. I need to know.
I'm the same, mate.
We didn't find out with Jaden, though, did you?
Yeah.
Did you? I thought you never.
No, we did.
Fair enough, then.
We had the thought, because I feel like if you're going to do it at all, it's got to be the first child.
Yeah, you're not doing a stupid gender reveal party, are you?
No.
Good.
Because no. I wouldn't believe be coming
to them. Does my head in that.
Yeah, I know. It's just another reason to drink, mate. Have a drink. Well, not for said missus, but, you know. That ain't my
problem. Suppose we could, though. Suppose that's not exactly a bad idea, mate. Then, actually. There yeah, fuck go. It, we'll do it.
Yeah. I'll plan it out, mate. Right, so...
Speaking of evil offspring.
Yes. Oh, great.
On to vampires, mate.
Aye. So, let's begin with, what is a vampire? Go on, Liam, I'm going to start off by asking, what is a vampire to you, mate?
A vampire to me is, well, it depends what story you believe, doesn't it? But typically, it's obviously someone who has been bitten by a vampire and turns into a vampire. They can't be out in the sun.
Yeah.
Wooden stakes, garlic, all that shit. Mm-hmm. Haven't got a reflection. Turn into bats, hang upside down, sleep in a coffin.
Yeah, I hate the garlic thing, by the way.
Yeah, I know what we said this before.
But the more I hear about it, the more I'm just like, fucking why? But anyway.
It's just stupid, isn't it? You should not be able to kill someone with vegetables.
Yeah, it's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Is garlic a vegetable? I should know that, really, shouldn't I? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know that either.
Yeah, fuck it, carry on.
Anyway, so what is a vampire? We have a little description here.
Go on then.
So, everybody has their own variation, bear in mind. So, there are most as many different characteristics of vampires as there are vampire legends. But the main characteristic of vampires, or vampires, is they drink human blood. They typically drain their victim's blood using their sharp fangs, killing them and turning them into vampires. In general... Vampires hunt at night since sunlight weakens their powers. Some may have the ability to morph into a bat or a wolf. I don't like that.
No, it shouldn't be turning into a wolf.
No,
that's stupid.
That's different. That's my story.
That's a whole different animal.
Yeah, that's my terrifying tales, guys. These what we're talking about today is in relation to that. If you haven't heard our terrifying tales stories, please go and listen. We've invested a lot of time and work into these stories. And
yeah, then the last ones that have just come out are definitely the, well, I mean, we've only done two so far, but they're definitely a significant improvement on the first ones.
Absolutely. We're upgrading consistently, and we've got so many ideas coming, and it's honestly, I can't stress enough how much you need to go and check them out. Anyway, so so Sunlight Weakens there, Sims, blah, blah, blah. They couldn't even morph into a bat or a wolf. Ignore that wolf bit, I don't like that. Vampires have super strength and often have a hypnotic, sensual effect on their victims. They can't see their image in a mirror and cast no shadows.
Can you take a picture of a vampire then? There's a point.
Ooh, good question. Mm. That might be why we've never caught one before.
Possibly. Possibly.
All plays a role. Mm. Live in a house of mirrors.
Christ.
So, moving on. This is essentially where vampires... Well, it's not where they came from, but it was a big part of it. We're going to talk now a little bit about Vlad the Impaler.
It's the Hound.
Yeah, cool character, eh?
Evil bastard, but yeah.
Oh, aye. So, it's thought Bram Stoker named Count Dracula after Vlad Dracula. Did you like that? Good yeah. Little accent there, eh? Also known as Vlad the Impaler. Vlad Dracula was born in Transylvania, Romania. He ruled Wallachia, obviously in Romania, off and on between 1448 and 1477. Some historians describe him as just yet brutally cruel ruler who valiantly fought off the Ottoman Empire, which was at the time one of the biggest empires going. It was massive. He earned his nickname because his favourite way to kill his enemies was to impale them on a wooden stake. And there's no details there, but might I say, if you don't know the story of Vlad the Impaler, it's cruel. Up through the buttocks, out through the mouth, and he would just leave them there to bleed to death.
Human kebab.
Yeah, and it was said that he put the stakes up, didn't he, with the people on impaled all around the castle outside to scare off the Ottoman Empire. It might tell me that in a minute, to be fair. According to legend, Vlad Dracula enjoyed dining amidst his dying victims and dipping his bread in their blood. Whether those gory tales are true is unknown. Many people believe these stories sparked Stoker's imagination to create Count Dracula, who was also from Transylvania, sucked his victims' blood and could be killed by driving a stake through his heart. I never thought, you know what, that never... The whole stake bit with vampires. I never thought of that.
Why?
I don't know.
You'll need to continue on your personal device.
Fair enough.
It's Dracula. Right. Aye. But according to Dracula expert Elizabeth Miller, a Dracula expert. Oh, that's cool. Stoker didn't base Count Dracula's life on Vlad Dracula. Nonetheless, the similarities between the two are intriguing.
Of course he fucking didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen the film or even read the book, Dracula?
I've heard most about it, but I've not read the book or seen the original film anyway.
I've seen the film a few times. It's a good film. More of a love story than anything else, though, you know.
Yeah, they always are, mate. Yeah. Vampires, it's one of those... people love the ideas of vampires being in love. I don't know why, but you look at, you know, historically, those films always, or TV series, always do well. So, are vampires real? What do you think, Liam?
I'd like to think so, because I like the idea of vampires. I always wanted to be a vampire when I was a kid.
Yeah, same. I love the idea of it. It's just...
There'll be lunatics out there who do fucking drink blood and shit, though.
Well, That's true. Yeah. There's New Orleans, isn't it? Mm. There's like a full group of real people who drink, but they have to drink in a certain way because obviously
it won't be human blood, though. Obviously not.
No, it is. But there's a way. There's a way that they do it. I can't remember how it is.
Must be their own then between them.
It is. Oh, well, yeah, they all get tested and shit. Obviously,
like hepatitis, risk and AIDS of AIDS and stuff. And
So anyway, are vampires real? Vampire superstition thrived in the Middle Ages, especially as the plague decimated entire towns.
Speaking of the plague and vampires, the film Interview with a Vampire, that is a hell of a film.
I haven't seen that.
You've not seen it?
No.
Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Oh, what?
Yeah, honestly, it's unreal.
I'm definitely going to watch that, mate.
Oh, it's fucking epic.
Brad Pitt's my guy.
He's fucking mint. Yeah, I know that one. Nah. Your fucking pictures. Got posters.
Another film I actually enjoyed. I know a lot of people didn't, but I really did. Dracula Untold, Luke Evans.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
I enjoyed that. Because it was Vlad, isn't it? Yeah. I like the whole concept behind it.
I don't even care. I'm going to get a stick for this. I still have a soft spot for Van Helsing. I don't care.
I promise you, on my child's unborn life, I watched that last night.
Yeah.
I genuinely watched Van Helsing last night, mate.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's brilliant.
Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I'll watch it just for Kate Beckinsale, but that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
She's hot.
Anyway. Especially in that.
Oh, aye. To be fair, I was watching it last night and I was like, fuck me, this is bad. But at the same time, it's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a classic, mate. So plague decimated entire towns. The disease often left behind bleeding mouth lesions.
Lesions,
thank you, Liam. On its victims, which to the uneducated was a sure sign of vampirism. It wasn't uncommon for anyone with an unfamiliar physical or emotional illness to be labelled a vampire.
An emotional illness?
It's the olden days.
What are we referring to as an emotional illness, like a depression or something?
You'd imagine so, yeah. Who knows, mate? Who knows? This is back then, isn't it?
No, it's just a strange one, though, isn't it? I've not heard that one before.
There's a lot in here you wouldn't have heard of, mate. Wait till I get to Jacques. Ooh. Anyway, many researchers have pointed to... Oh, here we go. That's a good word.
Is that good of a word? You can't
porphyria.
Porphyria.
I'm happy with that. A blood disorder that can cause severe blisters on the skin that's exposed to sunlight. As a disease that may have been linked to the vampire legend, some symptoms of porphyria can be temporarily relieved by ingesting blood. Other diseases blamed for promoting the vampire myth include rabies or goiter. Is that goiter? I believe so.
Rabies is a mental thing as well.
Yeah, well, I always relate that back to zombies, not to vampires.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
I think it's somewhat daft, by the way, that there's literally about 4 people in the world who have survived rabies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So a human gets rabies, you're dead.
Oh yeah, it's one of them things. Basically, once the symptoms kick in, you're fucked. Like, there's no cure in it. Then the only way you can be cured of it is if for some random reason you were tested for it before symptoms start.
Christ,
but imagine being one of them 4 people.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's cool.
I've survived rabies. Fuck off, mate. Don't tell me what you're
fucking doing. Zombie apocalypse. Nah, survived it.
Exactly.
Right. So, when a suspected vampire died, their bodies were often disinterred to search for signs of vampirism. In some cases, a stake was thrust through the corpse's heart to make sure that they stayed dead. Other accounts describe the decapitation and burning of the corpses of suspected vampires well into the 19th century. Right, so, Mercy Brown. Mercy Brown may... Sorry, the look Liam's giving me.
No, that name rings a bell, that's all.
All right, okay. Well, here we go. So Mercy Brown may rival Count Dracula as the most notorious vampire. Unlike Count Dracula, however, Mercy was a real person. She lived in Exeter, Rhode Island, and was the daughter of George Brown, a farmer. After George lost many family members, including Mercy, in the late 1800s to tuberculosis, his community used Mercy as a scapegoat to explain their deaths. It was common at the time to blame several deaths in one family on the undead. Quote, the bodies of each dead family member were often exhumed and searched for signs of vampirism. When Mercy's body was exhumed and didn't display severe decay, not surprising since her body was placed in an above-ground vault during a New England winter, the townspeople accused her of being a vampire and making her family sick from her icy grave. They cut out her heart, burned it, and fed the ashes to her sick brother, Jesus. Perhaps not surprisingly, he died shortly thereafter.
No shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, what did they expect to happen? Like, that for them, that's confirmation. Yeah. Ah, vampire. She's ate his ashes. I mean, he's ate her ashes.
That's fucking just lunacy.
So, although modern science has silenced the vampire fears of the past, people who call themselves vampires do exist. They're normal, seemingly normal, people who drink small amounts of blood in a perhaps misguided effort to stay healthy. Communities of self-identified vampires can be found on the internet and in cities and towns around the world. To avoid rekindling vampire superstitions, most modern vampires keep to themselves and typically conduct their feeding rituals, which include drinking the blood of willing donors in private. This is what I was talking about. This is what they do in New Orleans, mate. It's crazy. Some vampires don't ingest human blood, but claim to feed off the energy of others. Many state that if they don't feed regularly, they become agitated or depressed. I think it's just like an addiction, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, because I know, obviously, marijuana, it's not an addictive drug, is it? Like, scientifically.
Yeah.
But it's a crave. You do it so often, it's a habit. Every habit is an addiction, really.
Well, yeah, sure, I suppose.
Vampires became mainstream after Dracula was published. Since then, Count Dracula's legendary persona has been the topic of many films, books, and television shows. Given the fascination people have with all things horror, vampires, real or imagined, are likely to continue to inhabit the earth for years to come.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, I don't see them going anywhere, mate.
No.
So there's basically the origins of vampires there for you, mate. Now we're going to talk about a crazy thing. I'd seen this a while back, watching a documentary about this. I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce his name properly, but Jacques Saint Germain, the infamous Louisiana vampire.
Right, well, before you do that, we're just going to plug a little trailer here for the Dead podcast.
Right, okay. So,
it's a very good podcast. I really like listening to it now. It's fucking Desi who does it. Freaking, I was telling you before, weirdly, it's just weirdly relaxing. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so have a listen to this, and then Billy can carry on with the vampires.
Welcome to the Dead podcast. I'm your host, Desi. And on this podcast, I discuss all things spooky and weird, from ghosts, demons, religion, to folklore, urban legends, true crime, and all things paranormal, with some horror movie reviews sprinkled in. So join me on this spooky ride.
Right then, Billy, carry on, mate.
Right, so Jacques Saint Germain, the infamous Louisiana vampire.
Nice.
Flawless skin that never seems to age. Eyes that pierce into your soul. Never hungry, but always thirsty.
Until you said never hungry, I thought you were talking about me.
Powerfully charming, yet peculiar. They draw you in with their fascinating stories and hypnotic voices. But you can't help but think something seems a little strange. You go anywhere? Down into the depths of their dark, eerie palace where their treasures lie, only to realise that you're but a pawn. Your muscles clench as chills run down your spine. Someone's thirsty. As they flash their cooked smile and you see teeth sharp as knives, you know you've found yourself in the midst of a monster you've only read about in books. Vampires have long been fantasized in folklore and mythical tales. We can't seem to resist the enchantment of these curious creatures. And unlucky/lucky for us, in Louisiana, vampires are closer to home than we think. Though the earliest tales of vampires date back to Greek mythology, love that, New Orleans is home to some of the most prominent vampire myths. Most prominent? The tale of Comte de Saint Germain. You'll understand why there's different names here as well. So, most prominent, the tale of Comte Saint Germain, who many believe to be Jacques Saint Germain, Louisiana's very own vampire. Now, I believe I said Jacques earlier. It's Jacques. That's how we pronounce it. So that's my that's my fault there.
Fair enough.
So, who is Comte de Saint Germain? Picture this: it's 1700s France, and you receive an invitation to a dinner party filled with prestigious guests. You show up to a lavish mansion, bursting with conversation. A man walks in, almost gliding, as if floating on air. He speaks in a way in which you've never heard before. His eyes lock you in. He speaks of events 100 years prior with such detail you could swear he was there. The Comte Saint Germain mysteriously came onto the scene in France in the 1700s. Although records suggest he may have been alive long before that, even during the time of Christ.
Jesus.
Aye. Well done, mate. Well done. French historian and philosopher Voltaire King Louis the 15th and Italian writer and adventurer Casanova all claim to know the Comte. Voltaire even said, "He is a man who knows everything and who never dies." Official records show that Comte was born in 1710 and died in 1784, but many people claim to have seen him as recently as 1970.
Christ, Jesus wept.
He was alive in the time of Christ, man. I doubt Jesus wept for him, though. The Comte was a man with undeniable intelligence and wit. He captivated the elite with his knowledge and charm, yet he never seemed to age. He spoke 6 languages, possessed a brilliant artistry, played the violin effortlessly, and even grew diamonds.
Grew diamonds?
Grew diamonds.
Fair enough.
And capitalised, mate.
Fair enough.
Yes, you heard that right. The Comte was a very accomplished alchemist. Alchemists worked in turning metal into gold and creating beautiful jewels out of small stones.
So why the fuck do we have a pub chain here called The Alchemist? I never knew
liquid
what it meant
gold.
Until now. Liquid gold?
Yeah.
Well, look, every fuck, yeah, but every bloody drink's full of fucking smoke, isn't it?
Aye, true.
Full of dry ice.
Theirs is full of diamonds and gold, mate.
Oh, fair enough.
Alchemists also researched for the fable... Oh, God. Exilia of Life. Is that how it's pronounced? You know that...
Elixir.
Elixir. Thank you very much, Liam. God forbid I was on my own. The Comte's work in alchemy may explain his incredible wealth. The Comte even trained other alchemists, including one under Queen Marie Antoinette's
rule.
There we go. At the Queen's execution, the alchemist supposedly saw the Comte years after he died.
The original champagne glass is supposed to be based on the shape of her tit, you know. I swear to God.
Not a fact I was expecting to come out of your mouth.
I swear to God. You might not get a lot of things on this podcast, but you'll get useless facts from me like that.
That's fantastic, mate. That's great. Every time I see a bottle of champagne, I'm gonna imagine an old school French queen's tit. Love it.
Don't ask why I know that.
I wasn't gonna. The Comte wrote a book discussing his work with alchemy and symbols, but to this day, some parts of it have yet to be decoded. So, how did he get to Louisiana?
Taxi.
He flew, mate. He grew some wings and flew like a bat. The Comte travelled all over Europe throwing magnificent parties. He mesmerised guests with marvellous stories. These same guests claimed that he never ate a bite of food. Eventually, the Comte found himself in Germany, where he lived in a castle for a while as a confidant to Prince Hesse. Or Hesse.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the lines of that. During this time, a strange record of his death appeared. A priest under the king's order wrote the death record, which states that Comte died in 1784. Many people don't believe this to be true. The death record is slim, and people continuously claimed to have seen him. Rumours around that the Comte did not die and instead travelled to the West in order to promote spiritual fulfilment. Some claim that the Comte first stopped in New Orleans, Louisiana. So who is Jacques Saint-Germain? Many consider New Orleans to be the most haunted city in the United States, and with good reason. Perhaps one of the most infamous, sinister figures claimed to roam the streets is Jacques Saint-Germain. Some 200 years after the death of Comte de Saint-Germain, an immigrant from the south of France named Jacques Saint-Germain arrived in New Orleans and moved into a dwelling off of Royal Street. Jacques' knowledge, charming wit, and seemingly ageless presence made him well known. He spoke of events that happened hundreds of years ago in the past with great detail. He threw lavish parties with the finest foods, entertainment, and most prestigious guests, but never ate a bite of food. Sound familiar? No one questioned his seeming immortality, but maybe they should have. Not long after he had taken up residence in New Orleans, things got creepy, quickly. There's a tale told by many vampire enthusiasts in the Big Easy that one night Jacques invited a woman over to his house for a party. After a while, he asked her up to the balcony where he attempted to bite her neck. She freaked out and escaped by jumping off the balcony onto the pavement below. The story goes that the terrified woman had drops of blood trickling down her neck. People quickly surrounded her and called the police. When the police arrived to investigate, they found something that made their blood run cold. In Jacques' home, they found clothes from all different time periods stained in blood. There was absolutely no food or utensils.
Utensils, mate.
Utensils. Thank you.
You can't even read the word utensils.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No food or utensils in the house. Bottles of what seemed to be red wine, but were in fact human blood, filled the cabinets. What they didn't find was a Jacques Saint-Germain, who never returned.
Nice.
Legend has it that Jacques Saint-Germain was actually the Comte Saint-Germain, who people still claim to spot around the world. How about that, mate?
Yeah, that's a fucking weird one, to be fair, like.
When you've got the police finding stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
The big one there is the...
Oh, so the bottles were confirmed as blood then?
Yeah.
No, that's a fucking vampire then.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's madness. I mean, that's the best evidence we've got, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
They've found bloodstained clothes from all different time periods. I mean, come on.
Mm.
It's a vampire. We're clearly a vampire.
Is that all you've got for us then, mate, on vampires?
That's all I've got for you today on vampires, mate, yes.
Fair enough.
And what do you make of Old Saint Germain?
Well, he's definitely a vampire.
Yeah, 100%. Has to be, doesn't he?
Exactly.
Too much evidence, mate.
Aye.
Good.
Right then, so we shall leave it there. So, as always, you know, go and follow the Instagram page, the Twitter. Our TikTok is going very well at the minute, so go and follow that.
You can find it all for our link tree.
Yeah, exactly. Just click the link in the bio on the Instagram page and find everything there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Patreon page, merch, whatever you want. Right then, thank you for listening, and we shall talk to you next week.
We certainly will.
Billy, say you live.
Take care, guys.